I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching our weekly kids program I Love Islam. Like always, we've got some exciting segments for you. Inshallah Azawajal, this program will be full of knowledge, excitement and fun. Inshallah, we'll have kids performing here in the studio. You've already seen one picture already, mashallah, and there'll be a few more kids will be joining us shortly as well, inshallah. But before we get carried away, let's quickly go to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's quiz of the day. This is the time where we're going to ask you a question. Are you ready? Come on then. Let's look at the question for today. The question is, when is the day of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan? When is the day of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? There's a particular day Muslims celebrate as the day of Ala Hazrat. When is it? Do you know? If you don't know, you need to find out. So when is the day of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? Shall I give you a clue? The clue is, it's in this month. I shall give you another clue.
Yeah.
It's not in July. Oh, have I confused you?
Date.
Have I confused you there? It's in this month, but it's not in July.
It's in Islamic month.
Well, I'm going to wait for you first. Let's see what you think the answer is. So, come on, I think it's an easy one here. Everyone should know this answer. When is the day of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? MashaAllah. We have Nomar Raza is back here again in the program. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you doing, Nomar Raza?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How about you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Well, you know, if you're playing a game, you're on the football pitch, and when the game starts, you're all alone. How does it feel? You got the opposition in front of you and you're all alone. Or the whole team's run away or they got scared.
I'll win.
I'll still win. Well, today's like that for you. Your team's not here yet. Some of them will be joining. Baba Ali, by the way, he's gone to Umrah. MashaAllah, whilst we are talking, it's possible he's in Makkatul Mukarramah. May Allah Ta'ala bless him and accept his Umrah and, you know, make him give him happiness, inshallah. I hope he's enjoying himself there. And then he's also going to Pakistan as well for about 3 to 4 weeks, inshallah. So he's going to have some fun over there. But here, Ali's not here. So you're going to be all alone today until other kids join us shortly, inshallah. So be ready for it. Are you ready?
Inshallah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Okay then, let's start off with a hard question for you. By the way, the question I asked the viewers, do you think you know the answer?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. Which month is it in?
Why? I'm not giving any hints.
You're not giving any hints? He's not giving me the hints. Okay then, keep the answer to yourself. We're moving on in the program. It's time for us to move on to our first segment of the day. My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
It's time for the segment My Islam. And this is the time where we get a chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. And today, we've got an exciting topic. It's a bit of a magical topic. Ooh, what could it be? Well, let's see if Noor Raza can guess the topic. I've already given a hint. Come on, Noor Raza. What do you think?
What's the hint?
Obviously, it's going to be an Islamic topic. Like, I don't want you to say some wild things here.
Is it something to do with Allah Hazrat?
Is it something to do with... It's some of his teachings, but it's not... The title is not directly to do with Allah Hazrat. What could it be? I use the word magical.
Miracle.
Miracle. No. This is the opposite to a miracle, you can say.
Black magic.
It's not black magic as well. So it's not a miracle. It's not black magic. Could it be something in the middle?
Normal.
That's an interesting topic. Today we're going to talk about normal. What type of topic is that? It's a normal topic. Okay, then it's not a normal topic. It's not a topic that we discuss day-to-day basis. However, it's a topic where things happen on day-to-day basis and we make assumption about them. We make a decision about that. We look at things, we see things, and we say, this is that. This is how it is. You make a decision about it. And that decision is not correct. So what could the topic be? Come on, everyone. Do you think you know the topic? What's the topic for today? I've given a few clues already. It's not a miracle. Remember, miracle, when we say miracle, we mean mu'jiza. Mu'jiza happens from the prophets of Allah Ta'ala. And karamat is something that happens on the hands of a wali of Allah, pious people, great, good Muslims, leaders of Islam. And this is not a miracle. Okay, it's not mu'jiza, it's not a karamat. And the opposite, like I said before, it's not black magic or magic. It's something in the middle. It's something people believe it is, but it isn't. So something you think it is, but it isn't. Is that a good enough clue?
Lying.
Well, whilst you're thinking, what could the topic be today? It looks interesting, isn't it? Whilst you juggle your brain cells a bit and try to think what the topic is, let's quickly meet and greet our new guests for today. MashaAllah, we have Mustafa is back here again today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mustafa? Are you okay?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli. You took your head, that's all. Maybe you're checking. Yes, I'm okay. Trying to get the signal from there. How you been? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
You ready for the holidays?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. When did you break off from school?
Friday,
2 days ago. Was it 5 days ago?
2 days ago.
Yeah, I'm just checking. So he's on the right day. Okay then, mashallah. Right, mashallah, we have Hashim. He's back here as well. Assalamu alaikum, Hashim.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, sir?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Mashallah, you're good. Are you sure? Can you give me that doctor signature on it to prove you're good? How do we know you're good?
I feel it.
You feel it? Oh, I feel good. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. What do you guys think? I've given you a few clues.
Stones.
What's the topic today? My Islam. What could it be? I've given you a few clues. It's not a miracle. It's not a magic. It's something people think it is, but it isn't. Oh, that makes it very interesting, isn't it? So it is, but it isn't.
Which one is real?
Which is fictional and which is not fictional?
Fictional, real. Oh, yeah.
Non-fiction deal.
Non-fiction is deal. Yeah. Come on, Mustafa. So I know it's holiday. That doesn't mean you forget everything.
So non-fiction is real.
Yes.
And fiction is not real.
So we're talking about fiction.
We're talking about fictions, you can say. So today, we're going to talk about something important. Why is it important? It's because sometimes we assume some things to be like that, but in reality, it's not actually like that, if that helps. Have you heard a concept called bad luck?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it? Bad luck, good luck. Yeah? Bad and good looks. You heard of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Something's bad luck. Or if you do that, it's bad luck. If you do this, it's a good luck. This is called superstitions. Superstitions. Have you heard that word before?
Yeah.
Who's heard that before? Put your hand up. Hashim's not heard it. Yeah, Hashim, I said about 2-3 times just now. With your ears sleeping as well. You say you've not heard it. I've just said it.
I thought you meant before this.
Yeah, I'm just joking. I'm trying to bring that smile out, and I'm still struggling with it. Come on. I think I'll have to zoom in the camera to see the smile. Can you zoom in like 12 times? Maybe then we can see a smile. There might be a smile behind it. Or you have to run a mile to find a smile. What's your favorite food?
Pasta.
Pasta. Look at that little smile that came off with that pasta. Pasta. MashaAllah. Anyway, bad looks and superstitions. That's our topic today. So just to let everyone know, what do you think first? What do you guys think what superstition is? I don't want you to use the same words if one person says something. What do you think? What's like good luck, bad luck, superstitions? What is it? What do you think? What comes to your mind? No?
It's like you believe in something, but like it's not going to actually be real or work or whatever you think it's going to be.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Too tired.
You said you heard of the word superstitions before.
Something that you're looking forward to.
Oh, you're looking forward to. What do you think?
Bad luck and good luck combined.
Bad luck and good luck combined. Kya baat hai. Superstitions. Let me give you like an easy understanding of what superstition is. Who's heard of a word called myth? You heard of a myth? What's a myth?
A myth is not real.
Yeah. So you could say superstitions is myths people think are true. Them things are myths. Yeah. They're like old wrong practices. Yeah. Some people say old beliefs. Remember, but actual beliefs, the true beliefs, they're old as well. Believing in Allah, believing in Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, believing in the Quran, they're old beliefs and they're the correct beliefs. But when we talk about superstitions, we're talking about the wrong beliefs. You know, like some people, like it's been passing down generations, some concepts in people's minds.
Like they believe in different.
And then, not in that sense. I'm talking about like practice, day-to-day life practice I'm talking about. This is not mainly to do with religion here. The general practice of life. Yeah. Sometimes what happens, some people, depending on which country they're from, this can differ. It could change. The concept of these superstitions can change depending on which country you're from, which culture you belong to. They can have their own thing that people have made up. Yeah, and they start pushing the idea, and then when it gets forwarded to other people, some people start thinking it's true. Yeah. So this is not only to do with bad luck, by the way. Superstition, some people think it's about bad looks. Some people have superstitions about good luck as well. But them both things, bad or good luck, in this case, it's not true. It's not true. They just made up things. Yeah. So today, I'm going to give you some examples. Let's see if any of you have heard that before. Okay. I want you to raise your hand and tell me where have you heard it before, or give me anything that you can share on that little topic. Okay. So today, I want to start off discussing some like real examples where people, especially kids, and adults as well in different parts of the world, they have these superstitions. And they're not true, by the way. They're not true, but some people think You know, this is how they believe. And they live their life like that. These values are very close to them. But unfortunately, they have no base to it. They're false. They're not right things to do. Then inshallah, once after giving you these examples, I want to tell you what's the Islamic ruling about superstitions. Okay? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, a bit more.
Inshallah.
Say inshallah loud. Are we ready?
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Come on then. The first superstition we're going to talk about today is the black cat is what?
Bad luck, but it's not.
Bad luck. Some people believe if a black cat crosses your path, so you go to school and a black cat crosses the road or crosses you in the path, that means something bad will happen.
I have a black cat, nothing bad happened.
Are you sure you got a black cat?
But you're scared of it.
Yours is grey cat.
No, it's black.
You need to check your colours again, mate. Sorry. Go back and choose your colour again.
A little bit white.
So some people believe that if a black cat crosses their path, then something bad will happen. Some people like go very extreme in this. Yeah, they become so serious. For example, in some concepts, say someone's going to work, like a father is going to work, and if he steps out, or there's a black, you know, he's about to get to his car, but there's a black car that crosses his path, he won't go to the car now. Some people won't go to work. They'll go back home. They won't go past where the car crossed. They'll go back home. Or some people will walk backwards. Yeah, they think if we walk backwards, I'll go back to my home. Then it cancels out. Then after a while, then I can go or I'll choose a different path. Yeah. It's stupid. It's not true. This is a superstition. Say again.
What happens if the cat starts chasing you?
Ooh, if the cat chases you, then you need to run.
And then what happens if you break your leg on the way?
What happens?
Yeah.
That's a good question. You can answer that yourself.
Bad luck. What happens if you break all of your body parts?
Bad luck.
That can happen to anyone though, isn't it? No, you're right in a sense. Now look, you saw a black car and then you're like going backwards. And when you're walking backwards, you might hurt yourself. Yeah, you might hurt yourself, you might fall, and you might actually, something bad actually might happen to you. Yeah. But this thing that's happened to you is not because, Mustafa, this is not because of the black car. This is because of your own mistake. Who told you to walk backwards? Yeah? Who told you to be stupid? Your friend? No, whoever gave the idea. So walking backwards and doing something, and you know, if as a coincidence, if the black cat was there as well, then that still doesn't mean that it's connected with the black cat. It's the black cat's fault. It's your own fault. And some things are written. Some things can happen anytime. If the black cat was there or not, if you're going to fall, you're going to fall. Okay, so this thing is important for us to keep in mind. So what's the first example that we discussed, Mustafa? Normal, can you pay attention here, please?
Black cat.
Like what? What's the superstition though? The black cat equals?
Bad luck.
Bad luck. That's a superstition. Okay, and what we learned so far? That's not?
True.
True. Say loud. That's not?
True.
Yes. The second superstition. Breaking a mirror equals 7 years bad luck. Ooh. So if you broke a mirror, that's it, you've had it. So people say a broken mirror ruins your luck for 7 years. So they say, don't break a mirror. Don't break a mirror or don't look in the mirror when there's cracks there. Some people have that mindset. Well, you're not allowed to have broken mirror.
No, walk underneath.
If you have a few cracks in the mirror, everything else might be fine. There might be some cracks in the middle somewhere. They say, no, you need to get rid of it. You can't keep this mirror. It's a bad luck. Some people believe that if you have a broken mirror, it brings 7 years of bad luck to you.
Yeah.
This is a superstition. It's not. It's a myth. It's wrong. There's nothing into it. No one can prove this. It's wrong. You know, people can claim whatever they want, but that doesn't mean it's true. So another superstition is walking under a ladder. Walking under a ladder. So if there's a ladder like, you know, put down the wall, you're walking under it, that equals bad luck.
Which it doesn't.
Yeah. So people say, don't walk under it or you'll have bad luck. Come on, guys. That's crazy. How's that ladder's fault? It's the ladder's fault, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, all the ladder's fault.
It's all the ladder's fault, not ladder's fault. It's the ladder's fault. Who's walking under the ladder. What if the ladder falls on him? So he needs to be careful. Yeah, not messing about, Hashim. Is that true?
Yeah.
So you need to be careful, okay? So not walking under the ladder, you walk on top of the ladder. No, you need to be careful, okay? So walking under a ladder, some people think that equals bad luck. Again, that's a superstition. It's not true. So how many have you learned so far?
Two.
Three.
Were you sleeping on the third one? Oh, sorry, he was walking under the ladder at that time. I mentioned three. Come on, Oman, you try it. It looks like you're giving away now, Oman. That means you don't know them as well. What's the first one?
The first one was, what's it called? If a black cat walks past your house.
Yeah. What's number two, Mustafa?
Breaking the mirror.
Look, the reason I'm asking you these questions, you need to learn as well. You need to pay attention.
It's not you.
Don't just hear, learn. Take things in. Okay? Number three.
Walking under a ladder.
Walking under a ladder. Oh, finally, Hashim has woken up. As in the beast has woken up. It's Hashim. It's Hashim has woken up then. Well, we'll find out if he carries on. Superstitions are those bad beliefs, those wrong beliefs that have been passing down generations. And some people in different cultures, it's something that happens in our area as well. In our families, some people start believing these things. But they're not true. They're not correct. And it's important for us to be aware of them. So we mentioned black cat equals bad luck. We mentioned breaking a mirror. Some people think it's a 7 years bad luck. Walking under a ladder. And there's another one. Number 13. You know number 13? Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 13. Some people think number 13 is a bad luck. I don't know if you know this, but on my street where I live, the house numbers, there's door, you know, doors go up in twos, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So 7, yeah. 9, 11. And the next door, it's not 13.
14.
Then it goes to 15. I was thinking, what's happened to this one? Where's Mr. 13 gone? Yeah. So that number 13, it says 11A. So whoever named that door number, for whatever reason, whoever was that person who named or who applied afterwards, whoever lived here, I don't know who it was, whose brilliant idea this was, the number 30, they took it out and they called it 11A. So whoever did it, there's a very good chance they've done it because they believe it's a bad luck. And that's not true. That is not true. Yeah, there's no number which is a bad luck. And we're going to talk about the Islamic perspective later on, inshallah, okay? So let me just give you some more examples. Okay. Remember what we said before? The 13. Actually, some people say Friday the 13th. So whenever there's a Friday and it comes on 13th, that's an unlucky day. Some people have that type of concept. Okay, which is total. And some people think if it's Friday the 13th, then this is a dangerous day. Something bad gonna happen on that day. Yeah, but that's not true. Remember, every Friday is a blessed day. Every Friday is precious, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Every Friday is a good day. Every day is a good day. Okay? There's no such thing. There's no such day, such number, which is bad. Now, remember what we said, superstition works both ways. The old myths, the old habits, some old beliefs, but they're wrong beliefs, okay? That's what superstition is. And it's not just about bad luck. Some people have that type of beliefs about good luck as well. Let me give you an example. I don't know if you've seen this one. Have you seen people like they knock on the wood when they say something, say touch wood, then they say touch wood, this won't happen?
No, if you say something or this, no, exactly. So if you say the same word at the same time, yeah, they say, I forgot what they said, but then they say something and then they say knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on the wood. Yeah, so knocking on the wood or touch the wood, they believe if you do this, then the good things won't go away. So, for example, you know, like you got happy, like you got, there's a happy occasion in your family. They say, oh yeah, we had a fun party today. So they say that, and then they touch the wood at the same time, or you know, touch wood, that luck's gonna stay like this. It's gonna be happy. It happened here. Someone came to fix our lift in one of our center, and that engineer, you know, whilst he's talking, like about 3-4 times, he said, "Touch wood, it won't happen. Touch wood, no, nothing's gonna go wrong now." I was like, "What's going on here? I never heard that before." Yeah, but it's a superstition. It's a superstition, and we need to know that superstition and things that are made up, they're not true. Okay, let me give you a few more. Let me give you a few more examples. Some people say, don't open the umbrella in the house or something bad will happen. You know, on a rainy day, you have an umbrella, don't you? So they say, don't open the umbrella inside the house. Open it outside the house. Open it in the house, then this will bring bad luck. Okay, that's not true.
Well, you can open the umbrella in your house if your roof's leaking.
If your roof's leaking, then you can open it as well. But if your roof is not leaking, you can still open it at home as well. But you can just, like Mustafa, for example, you can open the umbrella at home and you can just sit down and protect yourself from the sun. Obviously, you won't need to use the umbrella at home, would you? Yeah. So you don't need to open it. But if you do open the umbrella in your house, it's not bad luck. Okay? It's okay, it's fine. It's fine, but not really fine, is it? Mm. Yeah, because people are going to say, what's wrong with you? Why have you got an umbrella here? Yeah, so you know, obviously you can open it at home first, then when you open the main door, you open it at home and then go outside if it's raining. It'll protect you from water. So there's another one. Ooh, who's heard this one? Like itching in the palm.
Mm. Or you like when something's itchy.
Obviously, when something itching, you itch.
Because there's some plants that are itchy.
Some palms are itchy.
Itchy because if you go near some plants, they make
plants.
You itchy. Yeah.
Oh, that's different. That's like there's some plants, if you touch them, then it makes your arm or hand itchy. That's different. Yeah. I'm talking about your palms.
Oh.
Talking about your palms. So sometimes they all look in the palms. Is my palm itching? Have you heard of this
my
before?
My palm is actually itchy.
Yeah. What does it mean? Because I'm giving you a clue. What do you think what people believe? If your arm's itchy, what does it mean?
Tickles.
It tickles. It tickles if someone else.
It probably means your
arm. If someone else itches you in your arm, maybe it tickles, but for yourself, it doesn't tickle.
Or what's it called? It gives bad luck.
No. This, they took it as a good luck. They say if your palm is itching, then this means money is coming.
Oh.
I'm going to get some money. Oh, I'm going to have a good deal today. Oh, the money is coming to me. So left arm, especially if it's a left arm, that means if it's a right arm, some people think if it's a right arm, this is my right hand, by the way. If it's a right hand, if it's itching, then it means money is coming. And if it's a left hand, if it's itching, some people believe money is going. Oh, no, wrong hand is itching. Uh-oh, that's it, I'm going to lose money.
Yeah,
oh no, what's happening, what's going on? Yeah, so, but that's not true. It is not true. Okay, if your hand itch, if your palms itch, if your nose itches, whatever it is, yeah, you can scratch it, don't worry. You can scratch it, yeah. But it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that your money is
that's
going to come again. So that's not true. Number 8, some people think, this is an old rhyme. Step on a crack, you know, when you're walking.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Go on. Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Oh,
Have you heard that before? Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Have you heard it as well? Like, when people say that, what do they mean?
It's like a joke or a riddle.
It's a rhyme, but what they mean by this is that on the footpath, if there's any cracks there, there's cracks, and if you're walking on the crack,
it'll break
that bring bad luck, and your mom's back will break or something. I don't know where Mustafa gets these ideas from. It's a wrong thing, okay? Oh, this one, I'm gonna guess you've not heard it. And then the cameraman here, I don't think they've heard this one as well. On the clock, if it shows 11 and 11, 11 hours and 11 minutes. Have you heard of it before? No, they've not heard it before as well. What about you? Have you heard this one? 11, 11.
Yeah.
11 past 11.
7, 11.
Actually, you mean
people think
11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then
11 o'clock at day. Subhanallah, you're very clever. I think we should fix you in the clock. So you can have a look.
I think we should fix Oman in the clock.
Come on,
Mustafa. What did I do?
What did I do? That's why you didn't do anything. That's why
I think you should put him.
That's why we just think that you're just sitting in one place. You're not doing anything anyway.
What about him? You got like some glitter.
Hashim could be the second. You're the second hand, he can't stay in one place, it just moves around. So we could swap you with the second handle. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
11 past 11. Some people think when you look at clock, if you look at the watch or look at the clock, and if it's 11 past 11, that means this is your good luck. You should make a wish. Yeah, you should try to make a wish. I wish I'm going to do this. I wish this. So if this is the time to make a wish. And if you make a wish, then it will be something extra, like something special for you. Yeah, that's not true as well. That's not true. Yeah. And there's another one. Horse shoe up. You know the horse shoe, the bottom part of the horse.
Yeah.
So you know if it's caught, for example, and someone kept it at home and they just hanged it up somewhere. Yeah. If they hung the horse shoe up, then this brings a good luck to home. So some people they hang it up in the house. Okay. It's not true. So all these, what we've discussed so far, these 10 kinds of superstitions. Yeah, these examples of superstitions, they're not true. They might be common. You probably have heard of them. You probably think, you know what, everyone talks about them. Well, if everyone talks about something, that doesn't mean it's correct. That doesn't mean it's true. Have you heard of blind following the blind? Yeah, there's one person who goes on the wrong side and everyone starts following him. He himself is looking for the right path. He doesn't know where I'm going. So people start following him. It's like a penguin. Yeah, when one penguin goes this side, all the rest penguins start following it, the first one. Yeah. So superstition is something which is not true. It doesn't have any base. Yeah, there's nothing like this. People have just made things up, and that's wrong. Wow, what's wrong with a black cat? Yeah, it's an animal. It's a pet. Yeah, any color of the cat is fine. Yeah, and similarly with other things that we've discussed, well, they can happen if you're itching your palm. It can happen. Some people, twitch. You have a bit of twitch in the black eye. That little, you know, that little when it blinks. Do you know what it is? You don't know what twitch is?
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is?
What?
Explain it. Like, so some people have a twitch on the left eye.
It randomly.
That's a black eye before. On the left eye.
It randomly just like.
Yeah, it does something. Yeah, it moves. Yeah, you have a twitch in the eye, and or your eyes just blink itself. You're not doing it yourself; it just does it itself. And some people think that's a bad luck. Yeah, it's not a bad luck. It can happen. You're a human being. Anything, these things happen. They're part of life. Okay, but stop overthinking. Stop assuming things which are not true. Yeah, there's many other good things that you can be thinking about. And we need to get out of these. Now, one thing we need to remember now, this is the most important part for all of us. Okay. So what's the concept about good and bad luck? What does Islam say about superstitions? Remember, we believe, Muslims believe, that good and bad happens from Allah. Anything that happens to you, it happens from Allah. Yeah? Whatever Allah allows, that happens. Yeah? Allah Almighty, look, for example, if someone had an accident, no, it was written for him. Now remember this, when he said good and bad is from Allah, it doesn't mean that astaghfirullah, that bad, Allah Almighty does bad things, astaghfirullah. No, it doesn't mean that. Yeah, these are tests for people. These are tests for people. And it's important for us. When we say good and bad happens from Allah, it means like, for example, if something like accident, I was giving an example, someone had an accident, like if you look at it, that's not a nice thing, is it? It's like a bad thing that's happened. On the Apana side, people will say that's bad. That's what's happened. Yeah. Now, from here, we say that if Allah didn't want that to happen, Allah can stop it. But Allah Almighty did not stop that. Yeah. He let that thing carried on. Yeah, it happened. And this is the qudra, this is the power of Allah. Yeah. And now, why these things happen? Why do we have sufferings? Why do we have difficulties? Why do we have problems in life? That's a whole different topic. What we need to remember that the good and bad is from Allah, and these are tests from us. Even the good things are tests. If you got loads of good things with you, they also test for you as well. Allah Almighty is testing you. Allah Almighty is saying, I'm giving you so many gifts, so many blessings. Are you being grateful? Are you being thankful? Or are you still being naughty? Are you still being disobedient? And sometimes Allah Almighty tests a person by making like putting him into a trial. So he gets into a difficulty. And when a person is in a difficulty and Allah Almighty and is patient, then Allah Almighty rewards that person so much. Sometimes it is mentioned, scholars have said about this, that sometimes a person in the court of Allah, for that person, Allah Almighty has a big high rank ready for that person to achieve. Yeah, like a very high status that Allah Almighty has got this ready for the person to achieve. But the person, he's not doing such great good actions. He's not doing those great actions, and therefore he's not achieving that high rank. You know, like extra worship, extra good things, charity. You know, he's not doing that much extra efforts that will get him the high rank. So then Allah Almighty puts him into a trial, makes life hard and testing for him. And then on the difficult time, that person, he remains patient. He doesn't complain. He remains patient. He remains thankful. And because he's being patient, because he's being grateful, that Allah Almighty rewards that person so much, then that person is fast-tracked to the high status that Allah Ta'ala has written for him. So these are tests from Allah Ta'ala. Everyone has a different test. And remember this, the more a person is closer to Allah, the higher the test will be. So we can't get rid of the problems. We can't get rid of these tests. They're part of life. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind. So good and bad is from Allah. And remember, no card, no number, no mirror can change that. If something is written for you, it will happen to you. If it's not written for you, it won't happen to you. Yeah, no animal, no number, no any person. You know, some people say, you know, there's like certain people in the family or certain people in the street, they look at this person as a bad luck. You know, whenever I see this guy, something happens to our house. Some people have started believing that a person, that's really bad. How can you even think that? If you got a brain, you're thinking so bad and evil about individuals. Yeah, because of their look, because of how they're dressed. People think these are bad luck. That's wrong. So that's one thing to keep in mind. There's no bad omen. Okay, this bad luck means bad omen. There's no concept in Islam about bad looks. Is that clear now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So superstitions are old practices, but they have no truth. And from Islamic point of view, there are no bad looks. However, what we should say whenever we face a trial, we should say tawakkaltu ala Allah. What should we say?
Tawakkaltu
ala Allah. I trust in Allah. You leave your trust in Allah. Like, Allah is enough for me. Yeah, Allah is my helper. Allah is my provider. I trust my Allah. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. This is also a dua when you leave your house. Okay, so always have tawakkal. Okay, have trust in Allah Almighty. So I hope that concept's clear now. Yeah. So bad omens or bad looks or superstitions, they are not true. Even these, some concept of good luck as well, these type of good looks that I've given you examples of, like them, there might be other practices, they're not true as well. However, in Islam, there is a concept of good luck. There is a concept of good luck. What that is, and we're going to talk about in our next segment, did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? Right, in this segment, it's linked to our main topic, superstitions. So we've learned in the previous segment, there's no concept of bad looks in Islam. Yeah, no bad omens, bad looks. However, in Islam, there is a concept of blessings. Blessings. And what are blessings? Good luck. If you do this, you'll get blessings. If you do that, you'll get blessings. There's a concept of good luck. Now, let me give you some examples. When you have an elder, like Islam, religiously an elder person, or a scholar who's entered your house, yeah, who came to your house and visited you. So, you know, that scholar who visited your house, he came to your area, he came to your city, the footsteps of that person, of a blessed person, touch the soil in your city, in your street, in your house, we take that as a good look. Look at that as a blessing. Now, alhamdulillah, in our house, we have been blessed with a guest who's an Islamic scholar who's come to our house, and he has come in our house with blessings. He has brought blessing to our house. So that's like a good look. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You can have that type of thought. It's a beautiful thing to have that. Yeah, if your parents are with you at home, elderly people at home, now even if they're not being able to do anything, they just sit at home, they're lying on their bed because they're so weak and they're ill. You know, they're blessings for you. They make dua for you. They good luck to you in the house. Yeah, whenever you're in trouble, you go to them, ask your grandparents, please, can you make me dua? Make dua for me. I've got a test coming up. I've got this problem. Can you please make dua for me? So elderly people in the house, they can be taken as a good luck. Alhamdulillah, we have Quran Pak at home. We have the glorious Quran in our house. Obviously, we do have it in the house to read the Quran, to understand the Quran. But at the same time, just the Quran Pak being in our house, the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being in our house, the Islamic books just being there in the bookshelves in our house, just that itself, because it has name of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it has the prophetic traditions, the narrations, the ahadith mubarak, the verses of the Quran, it has dua there as well. So these are blessings. Even, I'm not saying don't read them, but they're there for us to read, they're there for us to connect with them. But even them being in the shelves in our homes, yeah, they are blessings for us. They bring good luck to us, they're a blessing for us. Yeah. Similarly, cleaning the house, being clean. There are some things that they are the causes of deprivation, lack of blessings. So the opposite of that, for example, keeping nice and clean, that's a sign of blessing as well. Okay. So these are different concepts. Now you have some days, you have some nights. Yeah. There are some nights that are blessed. Yeah. Like Thursday night before Friday, that Thursday night, yeah, that's also a night which is called Shabbat Jum'ah. It's called the Thursday night. And this night is also blessed. So making dua in that night is like a time. We have hope that the dua will be accepted. On the day of Friday, the whole day of Friday is blessed. Yeah, and there's some moments between, on the Jum'ah day, between the khutbah, the Arabic khutbah, when Imam reads the khutbah, and then before the Jama'at, before two khutbah, the pause he does in the middle, like 30 seconds or so, that pause making dua at that time, it's also that time is a time of acceptance. And on Friday after Asr Namaz, that's also a time of acceptance. So these are blessed moments, yeah, or lucky days, lucky moments. Similarly, there are places which are lucky. I'll give the example of this is, the beautiful city of Medina. Makkah and Medina, both of them, they're blessed. They're making dua there, front of the holy Kaaba, front of the holy Rawdah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These are blessed. And making dua at the place of where the shrines of pious people are, like Awliya Allah, Wali of Allah. Like someone gets to go to Pakistan, for example, there's a very famous shrine called Data Ali Hajweri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So if you get a chance to go to Lahore, make sure you visit the shrine of Huzur Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajweri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, making dua close to these blessed people who have passed away, their graves are there, making dua there, that's a lucky thing for us. It's a blessed time for us. So these are good omens. Okay, good omens, good looks. These are reason for blessings for us. So in Islam, there is a concept of good luck, but not bad luck. Okay, but then concept of good luck, it has to be within the teaching of Islam. For example, you started something new, and you know, for example, you open a new shop. But when you open the new shop, the first day you opened it, your parents went inside first. Yeah, you could take that as like a form of good luck. Alhamdulillah, my parents dua are with me. My parents are with me, you know, something like that. So there's a concept of good luck. But however, like some examples I gave you early on, like touching wood, that's a good luck. No. It doesn't mean anything that concept you have of good luck, that's true. No, it's not like this. They're superstitions. So if they have a link with Islamic knowledge, Islamic background, we could take them. And we use the word barakah. Instead of using the word good luck, we use the word barakah. I mean, there is a word good luck used as well. We call it shugun, fal or shugun. Like that's also used in Arabic or Urdu words as well. So they are nek shugun is called. So you can't take those words, try something with Bismillah. But in a nutshell, there is a concept of barakah, blessings, and that can happen with the certain days, certain nights, certain cities, certain places, certain people. So they can bring blessings to you. I'll give an example. In a house where generally people are struggling, they don't have a big means of income, they do have livelihood, they have things coming in. But one of their sons is studying knowledge of deen. He's doing alim course. And that son who's doing alim course, he's dedicated himself full-time learning Islamic knowledge. He does help out at home as well. But overall, he doesn't have time to earn any livelihood. But his brother at home, he's the only breadwinner. Okay? He's the only breadwinner, whatever you want to call it. He's the only person who's bringing income in. He's the only person who's bringing food for the family. He's the only person who's earning at home. His father is really old. So his younger brother, he's doing alim course. Other people might think, you know what, this boy here who's learning knowledge, he's useless. He's useless, not doing anything for his family. He's being selfish, he's bothered about his knowledge, he's nothing to do, nothing learning, he's not doing anything. But the fact could be that his other brother who's got a really good job and is having good earning, it could be because of the other brother who's studying knowledge. That brother who's studying knowledge is bringing blessings in the house. The risk that risk people are getting in the house could be because of him. So this is another way to look at it as well. So we shouldn't look down upon other people, but we should look at them as good looks. So students of knowledge are good looks. Yeah? Scholars are good looks. Pious people are good looks. Okay? So from days, you got Friday, which is a good look. You got Shab-e Barat, 15th of Shaban. Yeah? The night of Shaban, 15th of Shaban. Then you have Ramadan, every day of Ramadan. And generally, every single day. Every day of a Muslim is a good look. Every morning starts with Quran Park. Every morning starts with Namaz. So we have a concept of good luck, but these superstitions that we have in the society, they are wrong. Okay, I think it's time for us to take a little break. Let's listen to a kalam. Then inshallah, we'll continue our program. Umar Raza, can you read a kalam?
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله أختم الرسل مكي مدني يا أختم الرسل مكي مدني كون نمت مسا كون نهي يا أختم الرسل نور مجسم تیرے سوا نور مجسم تیرے سوا محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ختم رسول ختم رسول مکی مدنی ختم رسول مکی مدنی کو نین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ختم رسول او صاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں او صاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ختم رسول مکی مدنی ختم رسول یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن ذیشان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہ کوئی نہیں واللہ کوئی نہیں ختم رسول مدنی
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Can we read one other kalam that all of you join in? Which one are you going to read? Only a few lines at least.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله تیرے صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑا لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا agar ho nabi batlao zara meri mutthi mein hai kya simt nabi wo jahal gaya aaka se usne ye kaha agar ho nabi batlao zara meri mutthi mein hai kya aaka ka farman hua aur fazl-e-rahman hua mutthi se kankar bola la ilaha illallah.
Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment of the day, Islamic heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. In this segment, we're going to have a quick quiz with the boys here. We're going to get them to guess the personality. Islamic Heroes. Right. I've got a personality in our minds. You have to guess the
person. Allah Hazrat.
Ooh, I can't believe it. So close. I can't believe it. That first, that's like you threw a trump card. Come on then. You're close.
Is it?
Remember Allah Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, passed away just over 100 years ago.
How old were they? Forgot.
How old when they passed away? I can't remember the age now. It was just over 100 years ago, about 104 or 106 years ago. It's someone connected with Allah Hazrat, very close to Allah Hazrat. Or should I say Allah Hazrat is connected to that personality? Okay. It's from the family of Allah Hazrat.
Is it
his grandson?
Is it the grandson of Allah Hazrat? Ooh, you're getting far now.
Is it the father?
Is it the father? Yes. That's going to be an interesting one. It's the father of Allah Hazrat. But the name?
It's not.
it's the name. I don't think you've heard the name before.
I don't know if I have.
The father of Allah Hazrat was also a great Mufti of Islam. Remember Allah Hazrat himself, he was one of the great legendary scholars. Even today, Muslims, like millions and millions of Muslims around the world, they benefit from his teaching, from his principles. And he has protected the iman of millions and millions of people. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he's done so much work for Islam. And but his father, you can say he's one of the main reasons why Allah Hazrat had huge success. Because his father himself nurtured his own son. He taught him knowledge himself. Because he himself was a great scholar of Islam. He was a great Mufti of Islam. Did you know Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Zakhar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he delivered his first speech, how old
2 hours long.
About 2 hours long.
Four years old.
He's about 6 years old. Six years of age. And he did a speech for about 2 hours. A very long speech on the topic of Eid Milad al-Nabi. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Did a very long speech. And in that gathering, there were so many scholars who were sitting there as well.
Can you give us a
clue? And I want you to like just first, before I give the answer of it, I want you to think, like, I want you to imagine like you now, look at your age. Now you're not six, you're double six now. And how old are you?
14 13? And a half.
14 and a half. You're 13, 12. You're?
10.
So just imagine, like, if we give you the mic and tell you, okay, you're doing a 2-hour speech. You think, I don't know what to say. You'll just go blank, won't you?
Just say, I don't want to say nothing for 2 hours.
I'll try it. You still won't be able to say that as well for 2 hours. You'll get bored. You'll say it 4 or 5 times, you'll get bored.
I don't want to say.
But it's not an easy thing. But what I'm trying to say to you is his father. Look, whenever you look at children who have like reached so many heights, they've achieved so many things in life, it's because of their parents. Because the people who are around them, their carers, grandparents, family, mother, all these play a role. And Allah Hazrat's father played a huge role in the success of Allah Hazrat's life in terms of knowledge. And just to give an example, you could say Allah Hazrat was about 8 or 10 years old. He studied main like books which they teach in the Alim course. But by your age, Allah Hazrat was a scholar. And then when your age, in fact, you know, when he was just under 14, 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, around that period, just under the age of 14, Ala Hazrat became a qualified Mufti of Islam. This was just a teenager, young teenager, under 14 years of age. And how did he become this? Because of his father. His father is one of the prominent Islamic scholars in the history. His name is Maulana Mufti Naqi Ali Khan. Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Can you tell me the father's name of Ala Hazrat? Mufti Naqi Ali Khan.
Naqi Ali Khan.
Yeah. I want all of you to say the name.
Mufti Naqi Ali Khan.
Mufti Naqi Ali Khan.
Yeah, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is an honorable father of, honorable and a proud father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, some of the time we'll discuss more about, because we are in the blessed month of Safar. Yeah, this month, Safar al-Muzaffar, in this particular month, we commemorate and we remember the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So in this program, inshallah, in coming weeks, we'll be talking about different aspects of life of Ala Hazrat as well, inshallah. So now it's time for us to move on to our next segment of the day, Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love
Sunnah and manners. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Something we do every single day.
Smile.
You smile every single day?
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Let's call you.
I don't know about that one.
Friday. You get angry.
Friday.
That's a nice smile.
You
Mustafa, mashallah, thank you.
Mustafa,
come back here, thank you. So, something you do every single day. And when I'm looking at you guys, this thing, there's not a single day you've not done it.
Namaz,
walk,
toilet.
That's like it's that type of thing that you do every day. So walking, going to toilet,
talking.
Talking is also what you have to guess what it is. That's you're on the right line, but it's not that. But that's that type of thing that we do every single day.
Is it something to do with food?
Not to do with
sleeping.
Food. Not with sleeping. It's something you don't do when you sleep.
Talk.
I don't know about Norman though.
Snorting.
Snorting.
You're just giving away.
Snoring.
So snort.
It's something you don't
it's
do.
No, I like them.
Wait, which one's that? So you don't even go sleep. So does that mean you're
annoying people?
You only do it.
Scream.
Even when you're at home in your city, like right now, you're not doing it.
Talking over each other.
But when you go outdoor, you do
screaming at each other.
More talkative.
Could it be?
Walking.
Can you go to sleep?
You don't walk while you're in bed.
Exactly.
That's what I say. You don't do it when you're sleeping. You don't do exactly. This in bed.
Exactly.
Even at home when you're sitting on the sofa, you don't do it then as well. Even right now,
when
you're not
do you
doing
do
it? It.
When do you do it?
When do you do it? Normally when you're out.
What?
School, home.
Walk.
Out.
Talking too much.
Walking.
It's not talking.
Walking.
It's linked with walking.
Running.
Falling over.
No. MashaAllah. I like your creativity. There's a boy who was walking nice and nice and steady, and then Mustafa came and he made him fall. Go on, Mustafa.
Tripping.
Tripping. No, it's nothing to do with that. So all of you, including us here as well, and those who are watching as well, we all do it. Every single one of us.
Have you ever seen us do it before?
I've not seen a single person on the planet Earth who doesn't do it.
Push the floor.
Touch
what?
Grass.
Actually, it's something that is between the floor and you.
Carpet.
Feet.
That's you.
Legs.
Feet is you.
Height.
Carpet.
Height.
Something to do with carpet.
Something to do with carpet, no.
Height.
Carpet is like floor, isn't it?
Height.
Can you give me one clue?
The height is between you and the floor. Can't believe him. Subhanallah.
Okay, what's a clue?
What more do you want to say? When you stand up here, when you're going outside, what's between you and the floor?
What?
What? Streets.
The wood.
The
streets.
Bricks.
Where are you getting bricks from?
Today, we're going to talk about wearing shoes.
That's part of your body.
Part of your body?
Yeah.
Part of your body?
You connect it to your body.
Might be your body, not my body. How they connect it with your body when you go to sleep? Normal people don't do it. They don't wear shoes when they go to sleep.
What about if your foot's broken and you have to wear a special foot?
That's what if, innit?
That's something different.
That's not a shoe.
So wearing shoes. Wearing shoes, we do it every single day. And one of the reasons why we wear shoes is, well, if you look at the reason why we wear shoes, why do we wear shoes?
To walk.
So we wear shoes so that,
feet don't get dirty.
Yep, your feet don't get dirty.
It doesn't hurt.
So your socks don't get ripped.
Even though I'm built different, boys.
So your feet get protected.
Your socks don't get ripped.
But look, all the reasons you mentioned now, you're right. That's the reason why we do it. But are these the actual reason why we do it? Like you as a person, do you have that in your mind? Oh, I'm wearing shoes now so I don't get hurt.
Yeah.
You don't think that?
Yeah, I do. Because you actually think that because my foot always gets dirty if I don't put it on.
Go on, Omar.
You have to wear shoes because...
We wear shoes normally... Just because
you imagine he's stepping
up you. Mustafa, look, when generally in life, when we wear shoes, why do we wear them? Just part of life.
Sometimes
we don't think about it. We just wear them.
You don't want to go naked for in school.
We just automatically we wear it. So you're about to go out now to shopping or something, you just wear it. It's just part of your life. You don't actually think why I'm wearing, but there's no reason behind this. Yeah? It gives comfort to your feet. It protects your feet. It keeps your feet clean. There's many reasons. And wearing shoes is actually from the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wearing any kind of shoes, slippers. And if you wear the shoes in the correct way, you'll also get the thawab. You'll get the blessings. There's a Sunnah way of wearing the shoes. Today, there's many things we could talk about. One thing I'll mention to you, very easy, something simple, but it's something that a lot of kids, they forget to follow it. It's something so easy. How can you forget this?
I know.
Wearing shoes, whenever you wear shoes, you start off with the right one first.
Okay? And end with your left. Okay? And then when you take it off, you take it with your left.
Let's see who's paying attention. So you wear the right foot first, then the left one. Is that right?
Yeah. And then you take it off left foot. And you just said...
You take off the left one first, left foot first, then the right one.
Hashim,
do you agree with me? So when you take the shoes, when you take it off, you take the left foot out first, then the right one. Is that right?
I think.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
No.
You don't take your foot off. The shoe off. Come on, guys. Allahu Akbar. And then when you take the shoes off, you take the left one off first, then the right one. And when you put your shoes on, you put the right shoe on first, then the left one. Okay, but please, whatever you do, I'm requesting you, please do leave your foot alone.
Don't take
your foot off. Hashim's confused.
Only if you want to eat, you can.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, but on a serious note, please keep this in mind. Today, you know, just a quick reminder for everyone: we wear shoes every single day. There's not a day that goes past we don't wear shoes, we don't wear slippers. And we should, first of all, we should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We should say, Ya Allah, thank you for giving us the opportunity to put shoes on. There are people in the world who don't have this facility. Or the shoes that we wear, the trainers that we wear, the slippers that we wear, there are people, you can say probably millions of people out there who don't have this type of footwear that we have. So first, we should be grateful, we should be thankful, and we should look after ourselves. And then also, whenever you put your shoes on, and taking them off, do it the sunnah way. Okay, do it the sunnah way. So you take the, you put your right shoe on first, then the left one, and then you take the left shoe off first, then the right one. So it's something simple, but you have to keep that in mind and make it. And what if you're like, you're about to put it on, what do? You do the wrong one. You're about to put your shoe on and you want to put the left one on first.
Then take it off again. And
yeah,
then
take it off and then start all again.
But don't
this,
take
this, like this, like this, you're giving priority to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's like a love. That's your bond and connection with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love sunnah. Remember, whoever loves sunnah loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever loves my sunnah, he loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah." So that's why it's so important for us to love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever we become aware that something is sunnah, we should fall in love with it. We should just do it. Even if it's at least once in our life, just at least once, just do it. Because it's sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It's time for us to move on to the last segment of the day. Harmful habits.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Today, we're going to talk about something harmful habit. What could it be?
Harmful habits. What? No, I think it's this one.
It's that one. Here's a clue.
Mustafa.
No. Biting your nails.
Ooh, biting your nails.
Is it Hashim?
No.
In the morning?
It could be any of you. Not all the time, but sometimes something happens to some, or sometimes to you.
Being angry.
And then you do something which is bad habit.
Angry.
And I'm back. If we look, there's nothing wrong to admit our faults. Look, we all make that mistake.
Tantrum.
It can happen to anyone.
Fighting.
Close
fighting.
To that. Fighting,
angry,
shouting
is close. They're all linked. They're linked with the thing I want to mention. And it's not nice. It's not a nice thing.
Screaming,
some people,
and shouting.
They just like that.
Smart.
It becomes part of their habit. And they don't care. They'd be stubborn. It's just not right.
Getting angry at someone.
It is. It's part of getting angry.
Can
it is true. Do you?
Clear.
Look, tantrum, getting angry, shouting. They're close to that, what I'm going to mention. Like these are like examples of the main thing.
What is it swearing?
Swearing is also one of them as
well. Starting?
It starts with harmful habits.
No, like that.
Like, what does the actual word begin with?
It's not a word, it's a sentence.
What does the sentence begin with?
Okay, the key word is R.
R.
Being R to elders.
Being rude to elders.
Being rude
to
elders.
You said it
elders.
Sometimes. Okay.
I said the first
being
one. I said rude.
I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. I said to you, when I give you a clue, I said to you, don't be rude. He didn't catch it. I gave you that word away. Someone was half asleep when I said that word. So being rude to elders. We need to understand that we are Muslims. Islam teaches us to be respectful to elders. No, why did you say rude, by the way? Being R to elders. You could have said being respectful to elders.
But this is harmful.
But being rude, being
harmful
rude to
means
close
bad.
To
harmful means bad.
Oh, well done, mashallah. You deserve a little prayer mat. This is a prayer mat for you. Mashallah, you can watch this. But you need to buy your own when you want to read namaz, though. Well done. That's actually good, though. It's harmful habits, so you can't be being respectful to parents, to elders. But what do you think? Can you give me an example of when kids be rude to parents or elders? Elders could be anyone. What does elders mean?
Like parents.
One example. Everyone says different words. One example.
Adults.
Who else?
Parents, siblings.
One example. One example.
Brother.
Elder brother, family. Who else?
Friends.
Teachers. Imam, elder uncles, you know, like you have family guests, you have elders who come to your house. So there's loads of people who are older than us, loads of people who we meet on a regular basis, they're part of our daily life, they're elder than us. And Islam teaches us to be respectful to them. Unfortunately, some of us, we have this bad habit that we are rude to them. Instead of being kind, instead of being generous towards them, instead of being showing love towards them, sometimes we don't realize what you're doing. You know, you think as a kid, you think, no, I'm being honest. I'm telling the truth. But the way you're speaking, your way of talking is not acceptable. It's rude. It's disrespectful. It's not nice. You need to understand this. Come on. Kids who are watching this program, please listen to me. There's some things you just don't do. You don't shout at your grandparents. You don't scream and yell at your mom and dad. You don't swear at your elder brothers. There's something you just don't do. You need to sort yourself out. Think about this. It's like a boundary. You need to set a boundary around yourself. You don't cross that boundary. And the boundary is not being respectful. Don't go out of this boundary. Because if you go out of this boundary, then you become disrespectful. Some people have a habit, regular habit, whenever they talk to that one or two individuals in the family, when they talk to them, they always be rude to them. Yeah. Whatever's happened in the past, whatever the reasons are, that still doesn't make it good for you to be rude to anyone. You can have differences. It's fine. You can have differences. You can have difference of opinion. That doesn't mean you be disrespectful. That doesn't mean you be rude. Because we're one family. When it comes to family, you have to compromise. When it comes to family, you have to forget other things. So if there's anyone here who's watching the program today, and if you are rude to anyone, you know, from your elders, you need to go back to them and you need to apologize. Go and say sorry to them. I'm really sorry. I won't do this again. I'm going to try my best to change myself. Go speak to them. Apologize. Inshallah, they'll be happy for you. Their du'as will be with you then. But please keep this in mind. Whatever you do, don't be rude to your elders. Now it's time for us to close the program. But before we say goodbye to you, let's quickly see what's the answer for today. The question was, when is the day of Ala Hazret? When is it then? What's the answer? The answer is 25th of Safar. 25th of Safar is the day of Ala Hazret Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So make sure you make special arrangements on that date in your place, your country, your city. In UK, 25th of Safar will be 9th of August. Sunday 9th of August. Inshallah, that day, as a coincidence, it falls on Sunday. So what we'll do, inshallah, we'll have a special day to celebrate the day of Ala Hazrat, 9th of August. So make sure you watch out for that day as well, inshallah. And also arrange some special arrangements, special like read kalams of Ala Hazrat, listen, read stories about Ala Hazrat with family, with your teachers. Spend this month learning more about Ala Hazrat, a very special personality in the Islamic history who's done so much for us. It's important for us to learn about him as well. It's time for us to take a leave from you now. Inshallah, we'll be back here again, same time, same place, only on Madani Channel. I love
Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.